I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News, sitting in this week for Stan Engold. It's time for another edition of StoryCorps, recorded in Mobile. Ed Beck was a young man living in New Orleans when Hurricane Betsy struck the coast in 1965. He sat down at StoryCorps with his wife Nancy to reflect on his days volunteering after the hurricane, a devastating experience where he saw the deadly impact of systemic segregation.
I grew up in the Jim Crow South. It was hard to understand some things. What I noticed as a little boy downtown, seeing the white and colored drinking fountains and asking my mother, why is that? And she didn't ever have a very good explanation. That's just the way we do things. We white people have a willful innocence about what was going on for others. We say we didn't know, but we also didn't want to know.
Weren't you living in New Orleans during Hurricane Betsy?
A few years after graduating, I was working in New Orleans up the river on a chemical plant, and Hurricane Betsy came along. I know how devastating it was, and particularly devastating for poor people, for black people. In New Orleans, there is high ground and low ground. And the people of influence have been able to build their houses where the ground is higher, and the black people historically were given or able to attain land and houses where the land was low. So when hurricanes flood New Orleans, it's the poor people that have the biggest problem. I went out one night to try to do some rescuing with some friends, and our truck got waterlogged and stalled, and we couldn't get to where we were trying to get. I ended up trying to get help from an Army truck that was doing rescue work, and they couldn't help me, but I just joined up with them and started doing whatever they were doing. And the first thing we did was to take a drowned black woman to the morgue. And in the morgue, there were lines of cots set up. There were so many drowned people there that they weren't able to handle them in the regular way. They had to put up cots. During the night and the next day, we made several visits to the morgue delivering bodies. And the last thing I saw that day was someone taking a drowned black baby out of the water and holding it up to the sky. I also saw a lot of New Orleans that I had never seen, and I thought, wow, there's a whole world here of people living in a way and living lives that I know nothing about.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians. You're listening to member-supported Alabama Public Radio.